So, what is your name and how old are you?
Evans Faustin. I am 31 years old.
What are you doing in life, and since when are you doing this?
Right now, I am doing mergers and acquisitions consulting. I've been doing that for the past 3 years. Before that, I was doing auditing for 5 years, all with the same company ever since I left university. So I have an accounting background, and that's how I've been making my living so far.
Do you like what you're doing?
I like the people. And I think the people are brilliant and they're charismatic and they really care about the work. As far as a day-to-day job, I struggle with whether or not I enjoy the work itself.
How did it come to this that you're doing that, what you're doing?
It just sort of... So graduating with accounting, I became a CPA, certified public accountant, and then they recruited me out of university to join a big four accounting firm, and so I did auditing, and then once I wanted to leave auditing, I knew that I needed to stop doing that. I was doing my research and found, you know, M&A consulting, and I interviewed for that, and I got the job, and it's actually been really good to me.
Do you have a dream in life from which you want to tell me?
I do have a dream. I want to run my own finance and accounting department and then see where it goes from there. And then I'd like a family and some kids one day. Those are dreams. And I want a beach house.
What is your most inspiring encounter you have had in your life?
My most inspiring encounter I've had in my life. The most inspiring encounter I've ever had in my life. That's a hard one. I have to think about that one.
Yeah, you can take your time. We can make sure and you can
think about it. Okay, let's go back to that one.
Okay. What do you think people think about you, which is maybe not true?
Which is not true? I think some people believe that I think I am better than them, which is not the case at all.
Why do they think this?
Because of the way I live my life and... I removed myself from certain social circles when I left high school and then again when I left college, and I think some people look at me like I'm better than them, or I don't know, but I hope that's not the case, but I think that's, I'm pretty sure that's the case. Yeah.
Is there something in life you would give everything for that?
My mom. I love her.
Which moment you remember right now was so beautiful that you would love to live it again?
2017, from July to the end of September, living in New Zealand was one of the, I think, the best experience I've ever had in my life. The best. I would love to do that again, over and over again.
Which kind of people are inspiring for you and why?
I have an accounting business background, but I love to put myself into situations where the people around me are artists and creatives, because I feel like that just opens up a whole new world that I don't see every day because I'm so stuck in this corporate world. And whenever I find myself back in the arts, I'm inspired. I remember the days that I drew, the days that I played, my saxophone, taking piano lessons, I have creativity within me as well, and I, you know, I sort of want to pull it back out. So that inspires me.
Okay. Is there something like a message to the world you want to tell me? Sure.
The message to the world is that I'm here, but I have a lot left to do, and I have a lot of good in me that I want to put out to the world, and so just wait for me, because I'm coming.
Okay. The most inspiring encounter you've ever had?
So there's been a couple of encounters that I could recall that are coming over the years, and all relate to seeing African Americans in like leadership positions that made me feel assured that I could see myself in that manner if I just applied myself. So in high school, I did like a really small internship at like a law firm, and saw like a partner there that was an African American, and that made me think to myself, all right, cool. If I applied myself, I could be like a big time lawyer if I wanted to. Never became a lawyer because I don't want to be one, but you know, that did apply some like, you know, new energy, right? And then college comes around and you sort of see like, you know, some African American professors, and that's like sort of like encouraging and inspiring to see. And then even after that, working at, you know, my current company, seeing folks that look like me get promoted into these leadership positions was inspiring to me, to see that like the world is actually progressing and people like me are you know, are seen as leaders and can be leaders. And so I look at that and I know one day that I will be a leader in whatever I want to be. And hey, I'm already a leader now. So so yeah, a couple things that come to mind, all stemming back to being a leader. Boom.
Boom.
Done.